Well, Pope Francis unveiled the first papal document focused entirely on the environment, calling for humanity to scale back its over-consuming culture, which is endangering the planet and hurting the poor. Jack Laurie has more.
In a surprising merger of faith and science, the Pope has called for politicians and corporations to heed scientific warnings about the dangers of climate change. This was part of a newly released encyclical, a formal letter of doctrine written by the Pope, which is the first of its kind to focus on the environment. He calls for decisive action to stop the spread of pollution and global warming, which in his words has begun to transform the earth to look more and more like an immense pile of filth. The encyclical, which also touches on the impact of wealth inequality, corporate greed, and modern society's over-reliance on technology, has galvanized Christian environmental groups. Director of Catholic Earth Care, Jackie Remond, says it will change the way people, particularly Catholics, think about environmental issues.
The significance is, as I would describe, epic. It goes beyond huge. It is so groundbreaking. And that's because for the first time we have a coherent, argued message from our leader, from a spiritual, moral and ethical perspective, that details how we need to care much more deeply and in a much more practical way in terms of our environment, in terms of God's creation and the planet.
Ms. Remond says it was important for the Pope's argument to focus on the connections between environmental decline and ethical and moral issues.
I think that's incredibly important because the spiritual, moral and ethical conversations have not been strong to date in this area, and I think this is the opportunity for the dialogue to now take place that includes those perspectives that are so fundamental to what it means to be a human being on the earth, rather than just focusing on the economics and some of the social issues. It's actually broadened it out to be a lot more than financial concerns. It's the looking at the whole, and I think that is incredibly important and refreshing for us all at this time.
The Pope has also touched on the impact of ecological decline on future generations, questioning how young people can expect a better future when the current generation isn't looking at the dangers of the environmental crisis and the suffering of the excluded. Australian Youth Climate Commission volunteer Tess Corkish says young people need to realise they are capable of encouraging change, as the people currently making decisions will not be alive to see the effects on the planet, leaving future generations to deal with the consequences.
We also need to talk about hope, because people aren't going to be get up and make change unless there is a sense of empowerment and about hope that the decisions that they're making today are actually going to change the future and make it a better place. So particularly sending young people away from workshops with me with this sense that they have a choice about the way they behave and that their choices are going to make a difference in future. And so make them understand that the words that they speak can be heard by others and that conversations have power.
Oxfam climate change policy advisor Kelly Dent says the countries doing the worst are developing nations like Vanuatu, which have low emissions but are most vulnerable to severe weather events brought about by climate change.
And the fact that climate change is making extreme weather events more intense damages countries like Vanuatu more is because of the high emissions that we see through rich countries who have developed along very high carbon pathways. So, you know, for example, using fossil fuel in their energy sector. So really what we need to see, we certainly want developing countries to be able to develop, but they need to do so along a low, not a high carbon pathway. And to do that, they need the support of countries who have the wealth through high carbon intensity to actually support poorer countries to develop along low carbon intense pathways.
In light of the encyclical, Australian Catholic Bishops Conference President Dennis Hart called upon Prime Minister Tony Abbott to heed the Pope's warnings. The Pope castigated developed nations such as Australia for not helping developing countries, describing international policies as weak. Ms. Den says the Australian government risks isolating itself with its current stance on environmental issues that even the very traditional Catholic Church now acknowledges.
What I would hope that by the Pope coming out and really highlighting, issues of climate change and the inequality that goes with that and the need to act on it, is that the Australian government will step up its efforts to tackle climate change through contributing to an international global agreement and also through reducing its own emissions and doing more to support our near neighbours and people in the countries that surround Australia to be able to adapt to the impacts of climate change that they're feeling now.
Time will tell whether the Prime Minister, who identifies as Catholic, recognises these warnings.
And that report there was by Jack Laurie.